Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
On today's Solo Sunday News, an AEW star looks set to bring back a famous movie gimmick. News on why the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is on SmackDown this year. Has a well-known WWE official been demoted? Roman Reigns calls out a former UFC champion. And Natalya and Paul Heyman let rip on Talking Smack. Hello everybody, I am Gareth. It is Solo, it is Sunday. Those words sounded a lot better organized in my head. But as you know by now, this is just what we do on a Sunday. You just get me on my own looking like I've just woken up because guess what? I have! But you don't want to hear about that. What you want to hear about is some good old wrestling news. And boy howdy, do we have a story to kick off today. Because whilst talking to Miro, his fellow AEW colleague at this point, Paul White, you know, the guy who was called Big Show in WWE for like 20 years, he was talking about a character that he did play in a film called Waterboy. If you've seen it, you probably have. He's called Captain Insano. He had big, long hair, stars and stripes, unitard, and big red boots, all the good stuff. He had that in Waterboy, and he was talking to Miro about potentially bringing this character to AEW, which seems crazy, but then when you think of the way AEW's panned out at this point, it sort of just fits the balmy, what's the word, mold. The balmy mold of AEW, that's what it fits. So he was talking about the fact that Tony Khan, apparently, is really good friends with the creator slash writer of Waterboy, so they're going to try as hard as they can to get the rights to Captain Insano. So here's his quote in this Miro Twitch stream. This is what he said. He said, Captain Insano might be coming around again. Tony Khan is really good friends with one of the writers or creators of Waterboy and the Captain Insano character. Tony is trying really hard to try and get the rights to that and do something with it. I told Tony, if you get Captain Insano, I will rock the ever-loving swear word off of it. It doesn't really go into detail what the swear word was. Let me know in the comments section if you watched it. I'll get the red boots and everything. Captain Insano shows no mercy. It'd be a fun gig to break out Captain Insano every now and again, which I think it definitely would be. But it is definitely worth noting with all this, there's a big like if, there's a big but with it all, that AEW did actually file a trademark for Captain Insano in March, but this wasn't specifically, it didn't seem like it was specifically for a wrestling character to be in the ring, real life, that kind of thing. It seemed as though it was more skewed towards video games, like it was skewed towards maybe being a playable character in the AEW console game. That was the thinking behind it at that time. So it isn't clear right now if they are going to go in the direction of bringing Captain Insano back to Dynamite, which would just be mad now thinking of it. Just bringing those words into real life is pretty weird. But it would be hilarious. I think it'd give Big Show a chance to really flex his comedic chops. I mean, we know he's definitely got them, so that'd be really cool. But he's got to bring back the wig. Like, you can't do this without that damn wig and just have him laugh at people. Just have him laugh insanely down the mic and just don't have anybody do the terrible Adam Sandler, Bobby Boucher accent because it's very problematic. But away from characters from comedy movies from the 90s, like away from all that, we of course are now very much, very close to WrestleMania. We're like a week away, a week today from night two, which is absolute lunacy. And one of the biggest talking points over the weekend has definitely been the fact that WWE have chose to now put the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and the Fatal 4-Way for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships on the SmackDown before WrestleMania, which had me and Phil going nuts. We were like, what? All these incredibly talented people who put in the shift all the way through this awful period in the Thunderdome, the PC, they're now not going to get this big WrestleMania moment where they actually are performing in front of live crowds, which is, it sucks for them, I'll be honest. But we've now got a bit more information as to why this has happened. Dave Meltzer spoke about this on yesterday's Wrestling Observer Radio, and he was saying that the main reason for this is because WWE don't want to have a ridiculously long WrestleMania on both nights. He said that they want to cut down the length of Mania, and that includes taking the pre-show, which is normally about 2 hours for WrestleMania. They're going to bring that down to 1 hour, which you've got to think that one of these matches on probably both nights would have gone into maybe that pre-show. So they're going to take that away. It is interesting to note, like, I'm intrigued to see what goes down on these pre-shows, because I can't see them just throwing away the first match in front of like live crowds on a pre-show. Do you know what I mean? I'd be very interested to see if that does happen. Maybe more on night two when they've had that first big pop, that could happen. Yeah, so Meltzer's quote on this whole thing was, yeah, because I think they don't want to go more than 3.5 hours on both shows, especially since they're starting an hour later than I expected. They're starting both shows at 8 instead of 7. So there you go, they're losing an hour as well there, which is probably going to be going to make things difficult to try and cram as many people in as possible. But in my opinion, maybe just take some more time away from the Shane McMahon, Braun Strowman nonsense and have the SmackDown championships, the tag team championships in a 5-minute match and just have the Mysterios in front of loads of cheering fans. It just makes more sense. And keeping in the WWE sphere, we had some news, sort of news break yesterday. There's not really been anything concrete in terms of WWE coming out and saying this is official, but it was kind of breadcrumbs to something, which there's more information on it, and it all seems to be leading in one way. I'll explain. So WWE NXT referee Drake Wirtz apparently has been demoted from his position as senior official. And this all comes on the back of Saif Quadri, a Twitter user. I hope I pronounced that right. He's shown like a screenshot of having a conversation with somebody seemingly from within WWE. He was talking about Wirtz, and he mentioned the fact that he was a senior official, and this message back said former senior official, and then they went into a bit more detail and found out that they had been demoted and somebody else had been put into that position that they felt was more qualified at this time to be in that role. Obviously, if you've seen a lot of the reports recently from Drake Wirtz, like regarding his support of controversial organizations, and I think he was in a photo with other referees throwing up a hand gesture, which again is quite controversial. He's had a lot of negative press around him recently, so WWE may just be wanting to kind of put out those fires and just not have that negative press centered around the referees and centered around the company. It might just be their way of doing that. That would make a lot of sense. There's also been an image recently uploaded by another NXT official. It was DA Brewer, and it was like a crew of NXT refs, and they're all like posing. It says like unit or something, and Scott Armstrong is front and center. It looks like the person who's like the head of the, not head of the table, because Roman Reigns would probably kill him if that was the case, but it looks like he's steering the referee ship, and Wirtz was nowhere to be seen in the photo. So there's a few little bits of evidence there that seem to suggest that that has happened. Armstrong's obviously been in WWE or in and around WWE since 2006, so it seems like he'd be a reliable person to throw into that position if he has been put into the role of senior official. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if that is the case, but right now that's what seems to be alluded to. And speaking of Roman Reigns, I think his ears were burning, and if that is the case, he's probably going to kill me as well. I don't know why I just see Roman Reigns as this big vicious killer. It's probably because he's just been bullying everyone on SmackDown for the last, like, 6 months. But he has called out a former UFC heavyweight champion because Roman Reigns does not give a flub. And this call out, of course, came during his recent appearance on Ariel Helwani's MMA show, which go and check that out if you haven't. It's really cool if you like your MMA. And he was talking about WrestleMania, obviously, and he got asked a question by Ariel about whether he prefers one-on-one matches or a triple threat, which obviously is involved in a triple threat at WrestleMania. And he gave his answer and then just proceeded to call out DC, Daniel Cormier, because why the hell not? He said, I like one-to-one, to be honest. I'll smash anybody one-on-one, whether it's Daniel Bryan, Edge, or DC. I'll smash them all one-on-one, getting from behind the table and back in the gym. Maybe you could have a chance. I don't know. It'll be a short story for DC. Obviously, this just kick-started something. Now we've got a bit of a back and forth going on. Daniel Cormier tweeted the clip with Ariel, who's obviously his friend. They do a show together as well on YouTube. And he said, watch your mouth, Roman Reigns, WWE. I'll dance with the big dog. But he made the fatal mistake of tagging the wrong Roman Reigns. So it looked a bit bad, and like Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns called DC out on this. He but laugh my ass off, this was Paul Heyman. He put, tagged an imposter Roman Reigns account, and he tagged the real Roman Reigns in that message. He said, hoping the Universal Champion doesn't see this nonsense. Fight Roman Reigns, DC will be lucky to be in WWE as enhancement talent. His biggest moment in UFC was getting shoved across the octagon by Brock Lesnar. Damn, that is a burn. If you know what he's talking about there, that's a... Yeah, it's a thing that just never really happened. There was supposed to be DC versus Brock Lesnar. That's a whole different story. It's a whole different video. But that seemed to hit a nerve with Cormier, and Roman Reigns jumped in on this and said that announce table got him acting soft. And Cormier said, my advisor, Ariel Helwani, is waiting by the phone. It's time to stop talking and let's make this real. I'm 42 years old with a bad back and I'm whipping you any day of the week. You're me, Vince McMahon, Triple H. This is my yard. I'm the big dog. I'll be honest. I like Daniel Cormier, so I loved seeing this, if this actually did come about. Like he said, his body's in a bit of a bad way. He put it through the ringer throughout his UFC career, so if he did do something, it might be more in the vein of, let's say, a Cain Velasquez. He'd probably be a bit more successful, let's say, than the Cain Velasquez stuff. I just think he's, in terms of being a character, he's a bit more charismatic. I think there'd be more with him. Obviously, there was talk of Cormier coming into WWE recently. I think he was supposedly offered a contract to come and work with Fox for WWE backstage. Obviously, that got scrapped. So he's flirted with the idea of coming into WWE. Maybe this could be the way that he introduces himself to, like, general WWE fans, and then he could transition onto a commentary role, which is what he does for UFC. That'd be interesting. I feel like I'm fantasy booking here way too early, but I would love to see me some DC versus the Tribal Chief. And because it is Solo Sunday, we seem to always get, like, the aftermath of Talking Smack here. It's my chance to kind of talk about the good stuff that goes down on Talking Smack. There's always at least one notable little, like, soundbite that you can take away and go, damn, this show's nuts, because it's just always still is nuts, because people seem to be able to actually speak their minds. Who'd have thought that'd work? And this week it was Natalia who was up to the task of just letting rip, really, because she was talking about the fact that she is tired of being a good girl and she's tired of just being walked over, really, in WWE. And she talked about how she was annoyed that women are pretty much missing from the WrestleMania card. That's the way she put it. She said, you know what's missing from WrestleMania season? You know what's missing? Women in WrestleMania. That is what's missing. WrestleMania season needs to be about the women of WWE. And tonight, we made a statement. And we're not to be screwed around with anymore. You got it? So as excited as we are to be here, we are leaving no stone unturned. We no longer follow the directive. We are the directive. We are the directive. A lot of directive there. So Natalia, if you watch the clip, she's very much pissed off. She's just sick and tired of all the nonsense. And Paul Heyman seemingly just, like, nipped this in the bud straight away. He was just like, no, I'm not falling for any of this. You need to kind of sort yourselves out. If you really give a crap about being on the WrestleMania card, you got to go and beat everyone up, beat up all your competition, knock down the door to Vince McMahon's office. And then he went even deeper. And this, you've probably seen this clip on Twitter right now, because it's doing the rounds. But he said, if your grandfather saw what you were doing, he'd beat the crap out of your father for raising you this way. And I won't say what your father, speaking to Tamina, who is Tamina? He said, I won't say what your father would do if he saw you this way, do something about it. So he just went mad. He went absolutely mad at both of them. You could see on the faces, they were like, this was not part of the plan. What is going on? Oh my God. And it was great. They kind of, they improvised, obviously, after this, and they adapted to the situation. And Tamina got the mic, and she cut the most insane promo. No, she didn't. She just went, okay, and then made her father's gesture, this famous gesture, which that was a little bit odd at the end. It looked like she was just going to let rip, and she kind of didn't. But, yeah, Paul Heyman, yet again, proving that he gives zero fudges on Talking Smack. And he said something, he pretty much made a comment about the fact that Caleb Braxton was apparently looking for a new host for Talking Smack or, like, another WWE show. And he said, oh, hey, ESPN are hiring. They'll hire anybody, which is obviously a dig at Charlie Caruso, because Paul Heyman, again, just doesn't give a crap. Right, now that's the news stories out of the way. Let's do a few Twitter questions, because that's what we just like to do on a Solo Sunday. It's very laid back. We're having a very relaxing news video. And the first one today is from Hagerman Casey, and their name is Heel Gareth Morgan. That's unsettling. But the question, I'm going to read off the question because there's a dog picture attached. And what do I say? Every single week, you just put a dog in the picture. I'm going to read it because I'm a sucker for dogs. That sounds weird. That's a weird thing to say, but never mind. So most tag teams have a more dominant member who goes off to have a better career. Who would you consider to be the most equal tag team of all time? That is a really good question, actually. I mean, I kind of want to cheat and say, like, The Shield, but that's a faction, because obviously you got, like, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and, like, Jon Moxley, technically. Now, if you look where all they, like, have been in their careers and where they are now, just all absolutely excelling. But in terms of a straight-up tag team, a straight-up two-unit, you've got to say the Young Bucks right now. I mean, they're both as incredibly talented as each other. They're absolutely killing the business. I'm an idiot. And the last question we're going to read off today is from Mark Solid, at Marcus Solid on Twitter. Obviously, we've got a lovely picture of a dog there again, so we just love it. We love it. It's a key to my heart. He says, "Morning, Gareth. Happy Solo Sunday. How do you see the Usos eventually turning on Roman? I'd have Roman get hurt and be in a wheelchair while bossing the Usos around more and more till they finally snap and kick him out of it, then sit in it." So they're both going to sit on each other's laps in the wheelchair? That's one way of doing it. I mean, me personally, I quite like to see it happening like a stipulation match. Like he finally pushes him just a little bit too far. And then he's like, "Right, you two, come and help me with this ladder. Help me get to the top of the ladder." And then they just like both look at each other, nod, and then like knock the ladder off. And he goes flying through a table. Something, do you know what I mean? Just a cool visual like that. I mean, the wheelchair thing would be pretty fun as well. But you just feel as though he's going to have to do something that it's got to be the straw that breaks the Uso camel back and they'll kick off. But I think, But I think at this point, we need Jimmy Uso back. I think that's the first thing we need in place before we get this double Uso turn. I don't trust Jay getting the job done on his own because he's not won a match since early November, which is what we noted on the SmackDown review. Always loses in the main event, Uso. What a shame. So that has been your Solo Sunday News. I am, of course, Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Don't forget to like this video, share the video, subscribe to all things What Culture Wrestling. Follow myself on Twitter at gmorgan04. Follow everybody here at What Culture, at What Culture WWE. Don't forget, we've got pretty much all of the WrestleMania content that you could ever ask for in the next week. Literally, we have got just everything coming at you. We've got the NXT ups and downs for TakeOver Stand and Deliver on both nights. We've got, obviously, all the AEW stuff that's going to be happening as well. And you got the two nights of WrestleMania, all the streams that go along with that. It's never ending. So if you like wrestling, you like anything to do with WWE, even AEW, Impact, all of it, it's going to be here this week. So just tune in, click on what you like, have a good time, and I will see you at some point in the week. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.